again. So the Ramah paskins in Simen Mem Vav, the Ramah paskins that a person should say the pasim Kriya Shema before davening. The Goyen doesn't like it because he says, number one, you're saying Kriya Shema without brachas. Number two, you will not be Semek Ula L'Tvila. The Bir Halacha has problems with the Goyen. He leaves him Bitzarach and he doesn't understand. Number one, why aren't you Semek Ula L'Tvila? As long as you're Mechaber Emes V'Yatzim together with the Shemona Esrei, that's the classic Kiyum in Smichus Gula L'Tvila. And that's enough. The Haraya in Simen Samachva, that's what Ramah says to do. The Ramah says, when a person is under pressure, he's on his Vedochuk, he doesn't have time to say the whole Shemona Esrei, start with the Brachas of Kriya Shema, get to Kriya Shema, you say Nishim L'Heichem Emes, and then do whatever you need to do, and then come back later and finish up. And he says, that will be mas b'chudu l'tfila. So it sounds like, as long as I say emes v'yatziv, together with Shemon Esrei, I will say b'chudu l'tfila. So number one, we see that the Ramah understands that that's enough to be mekayim mitzvah smichas chudu l'tfila. But more than that, the Bir Halacha asks that the Magen Avraham here in Simen Samech Vav, number one, he doesn't understand what the Ramah is saying. Because he says, why after aniyah shem l'keichem emes, are you stopping there? The right thing to do is actually what the Rokeach says in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. The Rokeach, which seems to be the source of the Ramah, actually says to do something else entirely. He says, say Kriya Shema before davening, and then say Birkas Kriya Shema, and then say Shemon Esri. But either way, the idea is a person's permitted to say Kriya Shema before Psuke Dezimra. And number two is, we see that the correct thing to do is say all the brachas together. Where did the Ramah get this heter to be mafsik in the middle of brachas and go off and do whatever you need to do? And the pashtus of the Ramah is that you're talking too. You're just doing what you need to do. You're going off into something else and coming back later in davening. So tzarachin b'chimi hiter le'lifsoik mi'beishen lo p'nai. Who gave him a heter to be mafsik? That's the wrong thing to do. The right thing to do is say Kriya Shema before davening, and then say the brachas. And the Goyen in Simen Samech Vav says Ayen Magen Avraham, which is understood usually as a simen that the Magen Avraham, that the Goyen agrees with the Magen Avraham. He accepts his kasha. He says this is the right thing to do. So you see, even the Vilna Gaon says the right thing to do is say Kriya Shema first, and then say the brachas afterwards. So, frankly, Bir Halacha, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what the Goyen's objecting to. What do you mean that you're not saying Gula L'Tfila? Number one, this is what you say to do, the Goyen himself. And number two, as the Ramah says, this is Smichas Gula L'Tfila. This is the issue we are going to address in Yiratz Hashem. We're going to explain the machloikis between the Ramah and the Gra. We're going to solve the kashas of the Bir Halacha. We're going to solve the kashas of the Magen Avraham. And there's going to be Shalom al Yisrael when we're finished, Bezos Hashem. Okay, let's see. All right. Now, in order to solve this, I'm going to turn our attention for a moment to the Beis Yosef and Simen Mem Vav, which if you have the Marmakaimis in front of you, you can look at it. If not, I'll just refer to them. I'm not going to read anything specific. Just going to tell you what they say. First, the Beis Yosef brings from the Ra'ah. Remember the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah says he agrees with the Gra. That's not the right thing to do. Before davening, a person should not say the whole Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Don't be Yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa before Kriya Shema. Just say the first Pasuk. Later, you said the first Pasuk, you're Yotzei, you did Kriya Shema Bizmanoi. The Kriya Shema d'Rabbanan, you remember, we spoke about this many times, that the Kriya Shema d'Rabbanan is either the other Parshias or the other two Parshias, whatever they are, that you'll do later. You'll do that in the Zman of Tefillah. But the Kriya Shema d'Oraisa says that he says is not the correct thing to do. A person, in fact, should. I'm saying the Ra backwards. The Ra holds that he holds like the Goyen. It's incorrect for a person to be Yotzei Kriya Shema d'Oraisa before davening. When you do that pasuk, when you say Miyachadim Shimcha Pamayim B'chol Yom, don't say the word Shema Yisrael. Just say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is the Ra who holds like the Gra. The Beis Yosef comments. V'achshuv. Nagu ha'olam loymar pasuk rishon shel kriyashma. The Tzibor today doesn't do that. We say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. He says all kinds of reasons why. Number one is, he says, you want a chaperein before Netzach Hama. The lechadchila, the Zman Kriya Shema is the Zman Vasikin before the Nates. Or if you're in a shul where the Kriya Shema, they're going to go overtime. Either way, says the Beis Yosef, the minute today is to say Kriya Shema Bizmanai. He then brings from the Rashba, the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba himself says that it is mutter for a person to say Kriya Shema before davening. You then say the brachas of Kriya Shema afterwards, and you say Mechula L'Tzvila. And then he finishes off with something else. He says, V'chein Kosov Be'orchas Chaim. It also says like that in the Sefer Orchas Chaim, B'shmoy Hashem of the Rashba. Why? Dehod Isnan, Yored Litmor Lim Yochol Lalois V'Iskasos V'Likreis, Achalet Hanetzachama Yalav V'Iskasov V'Yikro. We have a Mishnah later. The Mishnah says that if a person is in the mikvah, he goes down into the mikvah, and he discovers while in the mikveh, he's going, the Netzacham is coming. So the Mishnah says, what's the correct thing to do? He should be Tevil. And while he's standing in the mikveh, before the Netzacham comes, he should say the whole Kriya Shema and be Yotze Kriya Shema. Zok the Beis Yosef, Mistabra, Shechayuziv Amos Brachas Bifnei Atzman, Me'atam Anisker. It's after you said the Kriya Shema in the mikveh, you're obviously not dressed, it's also the Davin in this way. You can say Kriya Shema as long as your lower parts are covered, but this is also to daven when a person's undressed, when his chest is has no shirt on, no covering. So afterwards, he'll climb out of the mikvah, he'll get dressed, and then he'll say Birkas Kriya Shema and daven. That is what the Beis Yosef says is that he will do, and so far, so good. And in fact, that's what the Beis Yosef himself paskins. He paskins like the Tshuvas HaRashba in Siman Samech Beis. He says that the correct thing, a person can say Kriya Shema. Here it is. Kara Kriya Shema b'lei brocha yotzi yedei chayvasoi. V'chayuzi v'kara brochas b'lei Kriya Shema. So far, I've laid out all the marmakaimis. Good guys, you're all right? How you doing, Akiva? You're hundreds of miles away. It's gishmak to see you. Okay. However, Rabbi Sai, I don't know if anybody had a chance to see this. There's an amazing Rabbeinu Yoina on this. If you have it in front of you, and it's on page Yud Beis in the Oyez V'Hodor edition, Rabbeinu Yoina writes the following, and I'm going to read for just a moment. Hinei lamadnu sheyesh bizman hascholas kriya shma shnei zmanim l'divrei hakol. Everybody agrees there's two separate zmanim. Harishoin achas she'olam v'shachar b'di'evet. You're going b'shas adchak. The shenis, the second zman. Zman kriyosa lechadchila. Vehu, mishir yiris chaveroi, berichut dalet amas. V'yakirenu. So there's two zmanim. There's the bidyevid zman, which is right after alois. Then there's lechadchila zman, which is when you can recognize your friend from dalet amas away. He continues. Kamoi kein yeshnei zman b'seif zman. Echad lechadchila v'echad bidyevid. Vafilu levasikin, ha'echad lechadchila, v'hu ada neitzachama. You have lechadchila, the correct time to say Kriya Shema is until neitz. Bedi'evit, you have until 3 hours, ad shalosh shos, krib Yeshua. V'raya ledavar, de'ein zmano lechadchila. How do we know that until 3 hours isn't lechadchila? Listen to this. Raya ledavar, de'ein zmano lechadchila, el ada neitzachama bilvad, midisnan beperek misha meisoi. Yorad litbol im yochol lalois v'lis kasois v'likreis ad shiloi tonei tzachamo yalav yiskasi v'yikro v'im lav yiskasi v'mayim v'yikro. So number one, he says, the raya is because he's telling a guy in the mikvah to say Kriya Shema. What's he rushing for? It must be that he has to beat the neitzachamo. But listen to this. Alma mashma demishum hochi tzrichu likreis b'mayim k'dei shalav yavor zmana. Rabbeinu Yonah says clearly that by saying this Kriya Shema in the mikvah, he is not going to be yoytze smichas gula l'tfila. And afal pichein, it's worth it, it's kedai, in order that he was able to say Kriya Shema bizmanoi. Hi, Tzvi, I see they just told me that you're in the shir, in listening in. You can hear me, I'm just saying hello. Okay. So now, Rabbi Sai, something is very interesting here. Rabbeinu Yoin is saying, the Beis Yosef easily said, a person says Kriya Shema on the mikvah, and then afterwards he says Birkash Kriya Shema afterwards, and he's yoytze. Rabbeinu Yoin, without any explanation, tells me when this person says Kriya Shema on the mikvah, it's understood he will not be semikul l'tfila, but it doesn't matter. Because the right thing for a person to do is say Kriya Shema bizmanoi, toich bizman until meitzachama, and with that he's yoytze the mitzvah. What is the hesber in this? What does Rabbeinu Yoina mean? And what's the machloikis? What's going on? What is this issue as to whether or not he's yaitse Kriya Shema? Why is he not why can't he do exactly what the Beis Yosef says? Why doesn't he climb out of the mikvah, say brachas, and say Shmoneh Esrei together in Gemarnu? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I've put everything out on the table. These are the marmakimis I want to bring. I'm not going to hit them on my computer, minimize. I'm not really going to do that. But I'm hitting in all these marmakimis, minimize. We're going to put this all down for a little while. We're going to go on to something else. And we're going to come back to this in Yitzhak Hashem at the appropriate time. All right. On to our Mishnah and our Sugya. The truth is, there's a Tosefta. The Tosefta, commenting on some of the things we saw in our Mishnah, makes a statement. This is in Perek Aleph of the Tosefta, Mishnah Yud. Elu brachos shepeischin bahen bebaruch, kol brachos kulan. The following brachas are the brachas that you begin every brach with a lashon baruch. Kol brachos kulan, peischin bebaruch, chutz min habracha smucha lishma, ubracha smucha lebracha acheres, shein peischin bebaruch. There are two brachas which the Tosefta says don't begin with baruch. Number one, the last bracha, bracha smucha lishma, the bracha emes v'yatziv, emes v'muna, does not begin with a lashon baruch. And second of all, a bracha smucha lechavrta, a bracha smucha to a bracha beforehand, doesn't begin with baruch. Well, two questions here. First of all, he is talking about, I'm sure you're all familiar with the concept of bracha smucha lechavrta. Bracha smucha lechavrta says that when I have a series of brachas, this is what we do all the time, Shmon Esrei, Birkas Hamazon, the bracha that I say after the first bracha is samuch to the bracha that I said beforehand. This is the concept of bracha smucha lechavrta. In each of those cases where the brachas are mesukin in this order, as an orderly set of brachas, the halacha is that you don't say a bracha when you at the time that you begin that bracha. Each bracha, it begins with just words, but because it's samuch to the chavrta, you don't need to say a new bracha. What's the concept? Why does a bracha smucha lechavrta not need another bracha? What's the whole idea? So Rashi in Psachim and Daf Kuf Dalin, Rashi says v'yesh men shechoysim v'eno poiseach. He's describing a bracha smucha lechavrta. We're going bracha smucha lechavrta shrei peitar terishoina. In other words, like this. On Daf Mem, we have a machloikis amoroim, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Rav says a bracha that doesn't have Shem Hashem, that's not a bracha. Rabbi Yechanan says a bracha needs Shem Umalchus. Without that, it's not a bracha. Bracha smucha lechavrta provides us with the following. By being masmich this bracha to the preceding bracha, all the way back to the original bracha, that original bracha which has Shem Umalchus, it covers all the brachas that come afterwards. The samach lechavrta gives it the baruch of the first bracha, and all those brachas have that smucha lechavrta. This Tosefta, however, says an interesting thing. It says, kigoin, the bracha smucha lishma, ubracha smucha lebracha acheres, as if to say, the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, the bracha of Emes V'emuna, doesn't sound like the same kind of bracha as the bracha of Smucha L'chaverto. Rashi addresses this in our Masechta, and Daf Memvav, the top Rashi and Memvav on the base. Rashi actually addresses this. And Rashi says that what it means is I would have a half a minute to think that the last bracha, the bracha that comes after Kriya Shema, isn't Smucha L'chaverto. Because of that long break of Kriya Shema in between, I would think it's not called the bracha Smucha L'chaverto. Kamash Malan, the Braisa, goes out of its way to tell me this is also a bracha Smucha L'chaverto. In other words, as a lot of Rishonim bring, the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, the bracha of Emes V'emuna, will be, according to this, according to Rashi, similar to, like, the last bracha of Hallel, the last bracha of Psukei Dezimra, Yishtabach. Those brachas are considered samuch to the first bracha, Baruch Shamar, the first bracha at the beginning of Hallel. You have Hallel in between, Psukei Dezimra in between. It's not a hefsik. It's all called Smucha L'chaverto, because these are brachas that were mesukin around Psukei Dezimra. They were mesukin around Hallel. Therefore, it's all called bracha Smucha L'chaverto. This is the approach of Rashi.
Why did the Tosefta have to dafka point out Kriya Shema? If you left it out, I would have known it, just like Hallel, just like Psukei Dezimra.
Well, so that, good point. Rashi learns that there was a Havamina that Kriya Shema would have been different. Kriya Shema would have been called Afsik. Kamash Malan says, Rashi, it's not. Give me a moment. I'm going to develop it. Give me a moment. Okay? This is what the Ra'ah says. Those of you who have the chance to see the Ra'ah in our sugya, the Ra'ah is clear, boror. He says, V'hani tarti d'vacharea yesh lehen chasima v'leib sicha mishum tahavein smuchais l'chavrto. Emes v'emuna lava soilom. Bashkivenu smucho le'emes v'emuna. V'kriyashma d'v'emtsa le'havi hefsik. Kevan shabrochais kulon aleha. These brachas that surround Kriya Shema are all brachas that are on Kriya Shema. And therefore, there is no hefsik here. The Kriya Shema fits right in. And therefore, all these brachas are considered smucha l'chaverto. Gentlemen, the Rashba is chaylik. The Rashba holds nothing doing. The Rashba holds that Kriya Shema is a hefsik. It has nothing to do with these brachas. And in fact, says the Rashba, Behemshech Dvarav, he says none of the brachas have anything to do with brachas smucha l'chaverto. In fact, not the brachas before, not Emes V'yatziv, not Hashkivenu, not Avos Olam. There are no brachas smucha l'chaverto in Birkas Kriya Shema. If so, don't they need brachas at the beginning? In fact, it's very interesting. I gave you some Maror Mekaymes. Maybe you had a chance to see them. The Gemara, we're going to see in the sugya later, a little bit later, the Gemara is going to talk about the is going to have studim, that a person might say Avos Olam by itself and not say it after Birkas Yotzer Or. The Gemara is going to say later that in the Beis HaMikdash, he said, Birchu Brocha Achas, they would say one Brocha. The Gemara has a whole din whether the Brocha was Yotzer Or, or Avos Olam. If it was Avos Olam, it sounds like all he did was said Avos Olam. So how can a person do that? Isn't it Smucha L'chaverto? It needs a baruch. Without being a hemshich of the previous bracha, it's missing that bracha. Good point. It's interesting. The Meiri in that sugya says, in Achinami, the person who said Avos Olam only had to start with the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. He had to add a few words, says the Meiri, to make it matim, to make it work. But once he said that original formula of the bracha, and he said the bracha of Avos Olam, that is how he's yotzei the bracha. The bracha needs a bracha beforehand. There is an interesting Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah's comment is that, you know what? When a bracha was mesukin, samach l'chaverto, even if you say it not samach l'chaverto, it still doesn't need a new formula or a bracha. It's a fascinating case of Mishnah. It's as if to say, once the bracha was made by Chazal, was mesukin as a bracha smucha l'chaverto, even when it's said by itself, it has a din smucha l'chaverto. the din that smucha lechavrito was supposed to be mekayim, that the bar, that the baruch is considered munach in the bracha, that's there too, even if he did not say a bracha beforehand. But the Rashba doesn't say either of those two things. The Rashba is saying that this is not a bracha smucha lechavrito at all. In fact, he goes on to comment that the reason why it doesn't start with baruch is because Zal said that since usually it's said like a smucha lechavrito, they were masaking something very interesting. It's rare. There are brachas like this. Chazal were masaking a bracha that doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And each one of these brachas, even though they stand by themselves, they're not technically Samach Lechavrito. They nonetheless were masukin. Chazal were masaking the Nusach Abrach without Baruch and made them into the appearance of a Smuch Lechavrito, even though they're not. But why aren't they? Smuch lechavrito, if Chazal or Misakin to say it in an order, why aren't they considered smuch lechavrito? It has to be, and this is really borne out by a Rashbatz. I'm not going to read out the Rashbatz, but it's so much munach bedvarov. The following chiddush. See, smuch lechavrito, there is, by the way, there are some Rishonim. There's a famous Marami Rottenberg. Maybe you guys must have known or come across it. There are several brachas. There are three or four brachas that are famous that do not begin with the formula Baruch Atah Hashem. We can. Anybody want to suggest some offhand?
Tfilas Haderech.
Tfilas Haderech, classic example.
Tfilas Haderech. Elokai Nitzar.
Good. Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama. The bracha in the morning. Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. All of those are addressed by the Rishonim. What happened there? Why don't they have brachas at the beginning? And they're very interesting tirutzim. I'm not going to go off on a tangent now and tell you all the different tirutzim. Taisu Shita Imsachim is, these are really not brachas at all. These are just tefillas. It's Taisu Shita Imsachim. The Rashbaz claims that they are brachas, but because of the fact that they are similar to brachas that are normally somach lechavrito, so therefore they were not given a chasim at the end. That's the shita of many Rishonim to explain that idea. But the Rashba here, the Rashba obviously holds that these were not, it's not somach lechavrito. In the case of Tfilas Haderech, which is another classic case you mentioned, the Marami Rottenberg actually says that if a person will say Tfilas Haderech after another bracha, it becomes somach lechavrito. But that's a big chiddush. Most Rishonim hold, if the takana wasn't to make it somach lechavrito, it's not somach lechavrito. But if they were misakin it in a certain order, doesn't that make it somach lechavrito? Vaistois, muchruch kimat. That in order to be somach lechavrito, it's not simply enough that Chazal were misakin it in order. It's that there's a kesher. There's a kesher. It's a series. It's part of a one series, one unit. For example, Shmon Esrei. The brachas are all brachas of tefillah. They're brachas of Shmon Esrei. Birkas Hamazon. These are all brachas on benching. Birkas Hamazon. In the case, let's see, another one, Birkas Haftarah. We have a whole four brachas after one reads the Haftarah. These are all brachas on Haftarah. Therefore, since these brachas are all really accomplishing the same, they're all one inyan, they become Samach Lechavrito. Says the Rashba, the brachas of Kriyashma is a hefsek. It has nothing to do with these brachas. These are just simply Birkai Shevach, that were masukin around Kriyashma, and the Chazal gave an order to them, but they really don't have kesher one to the other. Emes V'yatziv has no kesher to the bracha Ava Rabba, Avas Oilam, no kesher whatsoever. Bracha of Yitzirar, no kesher to Avas Oilam. So even though Chazal gave a takana, a nusuch, that appears to be like Samach Lechavrito, but in fact it's not, Chazal gave that nusach only to give that surah of being samach lechavrito. Now, I had a kasha today, very bothered by this problem. L'chaira, to me, it was a pella. This is a very important point I'm making now. Listen up. We're going to learn later that there are all kinds of dinim of when and how a person allowed to be mafsik, both mafsik be'emtza perik, and also to be mafsik be'na prokim. Bein HaProkim includes, the Mishnah says, Bein Brachas. Between Brachas, you can't talk. In fact, you're very limited to what kinds of Hefsekim you're allowed to make. So why is there any limitation at all according to the Rashba in Birkas Kriya Shema? L'chaira Birkas Kriya Shema are not Samach L'chavrto. It should be mutter to talk. I found today, I wanted to say a teretz, and the teretz I wanted to say, I thought it was a little dochic to say such a thing. Well, I found it in the Rashbat's Mefurish. The Rashbat says that was all part of the Takanas Chazal. The Takana was not only to give a nusach of a Samach L'chavrto, but to give Birkas Kriya Shema dinim of Samach L'chavrto. That they asered speaking, and they provided the dinim in Birkas Kriya Shema, like the rules of Bein HaProkim, of Bein HaBrachos. That was what Chazal gave to the Brachos of Birkas Kriya Shema, according to the Rashba. So they not only gave a nusach of Birkas Kriya Shema, of Samach L'chavrto, they gave dinim of Samach L'chavrto, even though technically they're not. And the nafgamina that they're not Samach L'chavrto, L'chavrto should be, when you said the bracha by itself, you have to say Baruch, but the Rashba says that's only if the bracha really ought to have the Lashon Baruch. The Rashba is saying that since the bracha was mesukin with a nusach of Samach L'chavrto, it doesn't even need Baruch at all either. So I now have a fascinating machlokes. I have a machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. The Rashba shita is that Birkas Kriya Shema are just plain Birkas Shevach. Ad kedei kach, that the Rashba is telling me, if I said Kriya Shema beforehand, just say the brachas later together with Shmona Esrei. The brachas are just plain Birkas Shevach, no kesher to Kriya Shema. The Ra'ah holds that the brachas are brachas of Kriya Shema. And now I'm going to go a little further. Why is the Kriya Shema not masik? Because these are obviously not Birkas Mitzvah. They're much more. This is an expanded Kriya Shema. It's a Kriya Shema that when a person is Mekayim Mitzvah's Kriya Shema, it's not just the Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a whole avodah. It comes with two brachas before. It comes with a long bracha afterwards. That is the Kriya Shema Bishlimusai. All of those brachas together.
So why is it called?
Okay, Rabbi Sai, that's what's nugea to our Mishnah here in brachas. Now, what has this got to do with everything I spoke about before?
Well, can I ask a clarification?
Everything. You with me, Bensi?
I just want to ask something. I always thought the purpose of the bracha smucha l'chavrto, not necessarily to give it the baruch, but rather to give it the malchus, because Rabbi Yochanan says, if you don't have malchus,
correct.
Right, you have a baruch, that's what I mean. You have a shame.
That's what I meant by the bracha. I referenced before, the machlokes is Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, so how does the Rashba, I understand he's saying, what Rebbe's saying is that the Rashba says you don't need, if it wasn't metukin that way, then it wasn't, he's saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a bracha wasn't metukin that way without malchus,
exactly.
It's still a bracha now?
That's exactly what he's saying. There are exceptions to that rule. There are exceptions to that rule. The Rashbats brings B'Shem the Ramban that Birkas Shevach don't need the classic formula of Melech Ha'olam. And these are classic Birkas Shevach. Shevach v'Hoidah, I might add. Shevach v'Hoidah don't need the classic Melech Olam. For example, Rashbats throws in something else into this. The Nusach in the Yerushalmi of Moedim Derabanan, finishes with the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Kelo Hoidois. You may know that's the Minhag Agroh. It's to say like the Yerushalmi. So where's the Malchus on there? It says these are Birkas Shevach v'Hoidah. They don't need the classic formula of Melech Olam. Now, the Rashba doesn't go that far to say that this is, I don't know if he holds of this idea of Shevach Vaido, but he's definitely saying that over here, Chazal or Misaki and Ebracha, without Malchus. And in that sense, that's how I am Yotzi these brachas. Oh, Moshe's back in his car. How you doing, Moshe? Okay. We're good? Now we're going to see how this affects us here. Now,
Rabbi,
we're going to go back.
Rabbi, that Marama Rutenberg.
Yeah.
That
Rabbi?
He's a big chiddush. Marami Rutenberg is a chiddush. He seems to hold that even though Chazal
will that explain the Malchus Kishman Esrei?
Can't hear you. Again?
I'm asking if the Marami Rutenberg, according to him, he found another Malchus Kishman Esrei.
I don't. What do you mean? Because there's no malchus in the first bracha. What do you mean? Not getting it.
Yes, so according to my Aram Rodenberg, it's a continuation of Berachas Kriya Shema.
According
to him, it just needs to be next to a bracha. It doesn't have to be Shemona Esrei. According to him, the Shemona Esrei is a continuation of Kriya Shema, because it doesn't need to be one set of brachas. It just needs to be next to a bracha. Shemona Esrei and Kriya Shema is no worse than Tfilas Haderech and Asher Yatzar.
But then why did they start Shemona Esrei with Baruch?
No, forget about the Baruch, but the Shemu Malchus.
But then they shouldn't have done it that way. The Baruch HaSmuch HaLachaveret doesn't need to start with Baruch. They shouldn't have done it at all that way.
It doesn't need a Baruch either, but I worked... I hear. But for the Malchus, the Smuch HaLachaveret can help me with two issues. Over here, it should help me at least for the one that I have.
So they took it halfway?
Unless you mean... Yeah. Unless what you mean to say is that it can only help me if it's doing both.
No, I'm just coming to prove that it isn't, for whatever reason. It's a good question why not, but it's not. Haraya the Baruch.
I'm lost, Deborah.
Continue. Right. Maybe in the after shear.
Yeah. So we have here this fundamental machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Are they Birkas Shevach or are they Birkas Kriya Shema? Now back to where we were before. Rabbeinu Yoina, when he explains the person who's in the mikvah, he says that a person goes into the mikvah, he's going to say Kriya Shema. And the reason why he's saying it early, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, is because he wants to say Kriya Shema Bizmanoi, before Nitzachama. And then he adds those few words that I mentioned before. And then he adds something else. He says, he says it again. He says the hafsaka that's going to happen between getting out of the mikvah, finishing Kriya Shema, and going to Davin is so long that he won't be semech with the tefillah. I don't get it. What did he do in the mikvah? L'chair in the mikvah, he just said Kriya Shema. When he comes out of the mikvah, he's going to get dressed, and he's going to go say Shemona Esrei. He's going to say brachas. He's going to say birkas Kriya Shema and Davin, which is precisely what the Beis Yosef b'shem the Orach Haschaim al derech the Rashba says he's going to do. That's what the Beis Yosef said. Orach Haschaim b'shem the Rashba. He's going to come. He's going to say Kriya Shema in the mikvah and then come out and say birkas Kriya Shema. What does Rabbeinu Yoina mean that there's going to be a hafsaka, such a long hafsaka? It's impossible for him to be semek ula l'tvilo. I submit that Rabbeinu Yoina here is Leshitosai. Rabbeinu Yoina, at the beginning of the Masechta, Rabbeinu Yoina holds, right, V'im Taimar, Kevin She'en Omer Birkas Ma'ariv Aravim. Havila, he's talking about what he said earlier. If you remember, his sheet is when a person says Kriya Shema later, you have to say a bracha beforehand, he says you say Avos Olam. Zokder, he has a kasha. Kevin She'en Omer Birkas Ma'ariv Aravim, together with this obvious Avos Olam, Havila brocha shena smucha lechavrito. Bechol brocha shena smucha lechavrito. Tzarech lifteich b'baruch. Shleimer kevin shivim koyma he smucha lechavrito ein lochosh achshav. He says, since normally it comes together, smucha lechavrito, so when I say it separately, I don't need to say it with a brocha. But the point is, Rabbeinu Yoina holds, the birk brochas and Kriya Shema are all called samach lechavrito. Why? Because they're all brachas on Kriya Shema. They're all brachas on this larger concept of Kriya Shema. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, guess what? If you want to be say Kriya Shema Bizmano, and you want to say it Lechenchila, you're going to say not only Kriya Shema on the mikvah, you're going to say the brachas on the mikvah too. The brachas are going to be said in the mikvah, and then when you come out, what, are you going to start Shemona Esrei? That's a hafsaka. There's no Svigas Gula Letzvila there either. Why am I doing that? Because the brachas of Kriya Shema is part of those brachas. It's one unit. That is the idea. And when one doesn't do it as that unit together, you weren't Mekayim Kriya Shema in its full form. And not only that, if you have that break, you said Kriya Shema with the brachas, says Rabbeinu Yaina to say Shema and Esrei later, even if you don't talk, that's still called Hafsaka. That's not called being Masbik Ula L'Tvila. All right. Having said this, gentlemen, I suggest now the following Chiddush. And this is the beer in the Machlekes, the Ramah, and the Goyin. Declare to me, it's Bara. This is what's going on. What's going on is this. The Goyin holds, like the Ra'ah, that the brachas of Kriya Shema are a broad of a broader Kriya Shema. They are brachas of Kriya Shema. And in fact, being masmik ula l'tfila is not just being masmik emes v'yotzi to Shemon Esrei. It's being masmik Kriya Shema to Shemon Esrei. But what does Kriya Shema mean? It means the whole broader Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema together with those brachas. If you remove Kriya Shema and take it out of those brachas, you reduce the Kriya Shema from becoming a Kriya Shema to just being the Birkas Shevach Ba'alma. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Yaina, says the Goyin, if you say Shema Yisrael beforehand, you took the oomph out of those brachas. You no longer made them brachas of Kriya Shema, representing Kriya Shema anymore. When later you say those brachas together with Shemon Esrei, you're not being masmik ula l'tfil at all. But that's all the Goyin l'shitasai. And by the way, we remember it, we spoke earlier in the Masechta, the Ra'ah has a chiddush in this. The Ra'ah will hold that even if I said Kriya Shema beforehand, if you medayik the Ra'ah, he's bothered by something else. The Ra'ah isn't bothered by smichas gula l'tfila. He's bothered by the fact that I shouldn't say Kriya Shema without brachas. There should be brachas before you say Kriya Shema. Smichas gula l'tfila, the Ra'ah will still have if all you said was the first pasuk. He's l'shitasai. Because if you remember, he holds that if a person says the other parshias together with the brachas, that's a Kriya Shema derabanan. Kriya Shema derabanan one can be masmik to Shemon Esrei. But the Rashba, the Ramah, he holds like the Rashba. The Ramah holds like the Rashba that the brachas of Kriya Shema are just birkas shevach ba'alma. That's all they are. So the person can just say Kriya Shema ahead of time. Then you say the brachas afterwards. And in that way, you'll be masmik ula l'tfila. Why? Because apparently, according to the Ramah and according to the Rashba, as long as it's a t'nai, if I am mekayim mitzvahs Kriya Shema, then that empowers the emes v'yatziv. It gives it now, it's not just emes v'yatziv ba'alma, it's a hemshech of the inyan geula. It became a geula, became a hemshech of Kriya Shema. When the Kriya Shema has empowered that emes v'yatziv, then it can be mechubar to the Shemon Esrei in order to have a din that being masmik ula l'tfila. It could be the beer is, as the Rabbeinu Yehuda said earlier, when he explains the idea of smichas gula l'tfila, he says gula l'tfila is not just being meshabech HaKadosh Baruch what he did for us. It's a thank you. It has to come together with a Kabbalah Somlechu Shemayim. You're makabal that we are avodim of Hashem, and we are makir the fact that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his avodim. So therefore, only with a kiyum in Kriya Shema does the bruch of emes v'yatziv become empowered to become a smichas gula l'tfila. So if I was mekayim Kriya Shema in the morning, then I can put together my birkas Kriya Shema and be masmik to Shemon Esrei. This is why it isn't true by Mariv. By Mariv, even the Rokeach himself is Marich. He explains that by nighttime, we have all that we spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta, it's impossible for a person to just say birkas Kriya Shema and feel that he was masmik with the tefillah. Kol zman, I don't say it after Tzeisa Kechavin. I don't have the key Mrs. Kriya Shema. I'm not going to have anything, and I won't be yet to the mitzvah Kriya Shema. Therefore, if I don't have the mitzvah Kriya Shema, I don't have the smichas gula l'tfila either. Oh. And now we're going to answer the kakasha of the Magen of Rama, what the Goyin was after. The Magen of Rama asked, Rama, what are you doing making this break between Hashem Elokeichem Emes and Emes V'yatziv? How do you have a right to make a break? But you know the answer now. Because really, the brachas of Kriya Shema are not really smucha lechavrata at all. They're all just a series of brachas. Chazal put in an Easter that you shouldn't be mafsik in order to give it the tzura. But in reality, the brachas really have no kesher one to the other. Therefore, says the Ramah, if you have your ba'inus, you have nothing to do. So you say your Kriya Shema with brachas beforehand. You say brachas on your Kriya Shema, and then you stop. When you have time later, you are Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema already. Now the Emes V'yatzuv Mechubar Shmoneh Esrei is a kiyum and smichas gula l'tfila. The Goyen Lishitasai is saying, I don't understand. Lishitasai holds the brachas are all samach l'chavrata. You have no right to be mafsik after Hashem l'keichem emes. So that's us to do. That's why he holds up the kasha of the Magen Avraham. If you're going to do anything, at least say the Kriya Shema ahead of time and then just say the brachas. Either way, according to the Goyen, you're not going to be samach gula l'tfila. You're not being mafsik gula l'tfila like the Ramah, because you just broke up the whole unit of the Kriya. You broke it up. It has to be together, Kriya Shema, together with Brachas. If you break it up, you lose that. So as long as you're not going to be Masmik L'Tfila anyway, the right thing to do is at least do it without the break. Say Kriya Shema beforehand and then say the Brachas. But the Ramah L'Shitasi holds like the Rashba, the break doesn't bother him, because really the Brachas are not Smucha L'Chavrata at all. Since they're not Smucha L'Chavrata at all, really I can make a break. Chazal made a special Iser, a side Iser, to give it the tzur of a smichas gula, a brachas smucha lechavrata, to aser being mafsik. But if you're honest, you can't help it. So, what can you do? But at least this is the worth, the best of evils, is to make the hefsik there, and then just say the bracha afterwards. Rabbi, say, did you follow? Did I say it clearly?
What's the mechavrata sheet on all this?
What?
What's the Mechaber's sheet on all this? Because he seemingly seems to pass in the Rashba.
Shulchan Aruch is like the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch,
but he doesn't
like
seem to agree with the Ramah. He doesn't seem to agree with the Ramah in the Beis Yosef.
Where do you see that?
Stop
agree.
Before him is the Yatsen.
Shulchan Aruch is the Beis Yosef. Yossi, Shulchan Aruch is the Beis Yosef.
I know that. But he doesn't seem to agree with the Ramah there that you should stop before him is the Yatsen. He took the Rukiach differently.
How do you know that?
That's the way he understood the Rukiach, when he brought him in Samach Vav.
He just quotes him. He doesn't say, he doesn't make any comment about him.
And when did the Mechaber mention anything?
I don't know. He doesn't, he didn't
come there. That's a tremendous finish that has to be said.
He brings it with Beis Yosef with no Chaylik. In Mechaber, he doesn't bring every case. Sometimes the Ramah, it's not always that every comment of the Ramah is arguing with the Beis Yosef with the Mechaber.
But the Rukiach does not necessarily have to be saying the Chiddush or the Ramah, as the Magen Avraham points out.
That's correct. That is correct.
So the fact that he brought the Rukiach doesn't prove the Ramah.
The Ramah
is definitely a step further.
Yeah, so the Rukiach obviously doesn't hold that Kriya Shema has to have brachas ahead of time. It doesn't have to have brachas ahead of time. According to the Ramah, he is trying to chaperine something else. He's trying to get the brachas on Kriya Shema, and then he's making the hefsik. And he seems to be madif that over not being mafsik. In other words, this is a side issue. Hello?
Yeah, well, I didn't fully follow.
The Rukiach seems to hold that Kriya Shema doesn't need brachas, doesn't need birkas mitzvah beforehand. Correct. The Ramah seems to be trying to do both things. He's trying to get in that they should have a birkas mitzvah beforehand. You have a hefsik. It doesn't bother him. It's also to do, but it's the best of both worlds. I'd rather have the brachas before Kriya Shema and be over that Easter than the other way around. So that's why the Ramah is not.
Then be the kind of mitzvah without brachas.
Right. But the bottom line is the machlokes gra and Ramah is nothing more than the machlokes in our Mishnah, which is what is the nature of the birkas of Kriya Shema? Are they simply birkas shevach ba'alma, or are they brachas? Are they brachas which are mesukin around Kriya Shema to give it the status? It's like a broader Kriya Shema. It's a greater Kriya Shema. Akadekach, that you see Rabbeinu Yoin is saying in the mikvah, the right thing to do is say the Kriya Shema before Netzach Hama with those brachas in order to be Mekayim Kriya Shema. You want to be Mekayim Kriya Shema Kulay before the Zman? The right thing to do is even to say it with the brachas beforehand. Those brachas should be said bizman. That is another fundamental machlekes. By the way, this is Taisvus Shita 2, and this is the beer in Taisvus on Daf Beis. Taisvus asked on Rashi, how do you have saying the brachas before the zman? The brachas have to be said balayla. We pointed out, we said this then, if you remember, why does Taisvus say the brachas have to be said balayla? The answer is because the brachas have to be said bizman kriyashma. They also have a din kriyashma. And the brachas have, just like kriyashma has to be said after it says, the brachas go together with it because they are part of this idea of this broader kriyashma. I'll tell you, I had a nafkamina that actually in the last few weeks where this sugya came up. I had to paskin the shaila for myself. And I'll tell you what the case was. We had here in my park next to my house a minyan on the mirpasot. Minyan mirpasot is a machlekes rishonim, if that is mekayim mitzvah tefillah betzibur. The minyan started at 8:30 with yishtabach at 9 o'clock. After the second first man kriyashma, to make the second zman kriyashma. I usually daven and make the first zman kriyashma. So I had a suffix for myself. What should I do? Should I be mekayim tefillah betzibur, say kriyashma ahead of time, and then say the brachas afterwards, like the Rashba? Or maybe I should just daven to myself, be yechidus, and be yaitzeh the goyins, speak of school of the tefillah. So I decided in our case, in the case of the park, since this the whole cheshman of why I would say kriyashma early was only for tefillah betzibur. The tefillah betzibur already is a machlekes rishonim. Since the tefillah betzibur was besafek, I decided that the vadai kiyum smichas gudel the tefillah was adif, and I daven biyachidus in my house. That's how I did it with this havan of this sugya. Just showing you how you can use a lumdis also explains and how you can paskin a din. But ad kan rabbi sai, ad kan the shir, the machlekes rashban ra is the machlekes gain and ramah. That is the answer. That's how we'll answer all the kashas. And there's Shalom Yisrael. You got it, Chevra? Because I want to go on to something else now. Don't go away. I'm still here.
According to Abinyana, the guy at the mikvah, where did he stop?
According to Abinyana, he probably stopped at Gwal Yisrael.
He stopped at Gwal Yisrael.
Correct.
And why not do like the Ramah?
He wouldn't be Masvik Ula Litzvila. No, because the last bracha, and Achinami, you're talking about do like the Ramah and stop there. Yes, because he wanted to get the bracha in before an Eitzachama. The last bracha is part of Kriyashma. He wanted to get the bracha before an Eitzachama. Huh?
He wanted to get the bracha before an Eitzachama.
That's right. Exactly.
Why is that so important to him? Because that's the Iker's man, because it's part of the Kriyashma.
That's the Iker's man. That's what he said. You see, that's more important than Smichas Gula Litzvila. Kriyashma Bizmane. This is an important Rabbeinu Yaina. Kriyashma in a Zman Lechadchila trumps Smichas Gula Litzvila. It's Adif on Smichas Gula Litzvila. That's a very interesting point. Rabbeinu Yaina says, Beferish, black and white, Kriyashma Bizmane in a Zman Lechadchila is more important than Smichas Gula Litzvila. Okay, Rabbi Sai, that was the shiur today. I hope you liked it. It was a lot of information and a lot of interesting in Yonim. But Baruch Hashem, we were mazbir a lot. We solved the tzarachin of the Bir Alocha. We solved the tzarachin of the Magen Avraham. We were mazbir machlekes rishonim. Fantastic. Wow, Baruch Hashem. I want to go on and say a little avart on Chumash. A little Chumash here, if you will, just before a few minutes. I want to speak about something specific in Parshas Kedashim. Rashi says, Kedashim to you. This is a mitzvah to say, person should be parish min arayis. In other words, the Torah is given a mitzvah to say, kedeshim tiyu, for a person to separate himself off from arayis. Another mitzvah, like a mitzvah to say. A mitzvah to say for a person to be marchik himself from anything noged to arayis. The aver of arayis is obviously a very serious aver. It's called one of the gimel averis. The Gimel Averis, as you know, are always brought down, Avoda Zara, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. But here I have a kasha. I understand the Indian of Arayis. What is the Avera of Arayis? What exactly is it? In other words, of these three things, Gili Arayis, Avoda Zara, I understand. Avoda Zara, the Torah says, is Yarag Val Yavo. It's a betrayal of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah is the most sonoy of all the Averis of the Torah. Ramban writes that beferish. In that sense, a person will say, the din can be, I can understand, it should be Yaharig Val Yavor. Shvichas Damim, the Gemara provides a tam. It says, Who says that your soul, your nefesh, your blood is more shava than his? How does Arias fit into here to be an Iser of Yaharid Val Yavar? What's the time for Arias? So in this week's parish in Achri Mais, the Ramban brings down a whole bunch of shitas. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim explains the time of Arias very simply. He says, Bia by itself is something that is sonu to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It doesn't explain that. But he says, a Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to be mimayate, person having Bia as much as possible. So Arias, which you're in your house, your family that surrounds you all the time, Kaddish Baruch Hu to be mimayate Bia, eliminated those people that are living in your house. Ibn Ezra says the same Yesod. Ramban asked, for this you get kares? Because they just happen to be living in your house? It's not so terrible? Ramban says it has to be something more chomer than that. But says the Ramban, the truth of the matter is, I can't really explain it either. Bia was given for kiyum hamin, to perpetuate the humanity. But he says it must be alpi kabbalah, he says, that Arias, familial people, the taitzos, the children that are born from those Arias are not so mutzlach. And therefore the Torah doesn't want you to marry or to have bia, to have children from Arias. Therefore he says, and he defines Arias as a chuk. It's one of the chukim in the Torah. That's why Arias are osur. Now gentlemen, according to the Rambam, the idea is just because they're around your house. According to the Ramban, they're a choik, because the offspring don't come out so good. For this, it becomes one of the Gimel Arayis. It becomes Yaharid Val Yavar. What's going on? This kasha always bothered me. I don't know if it bothers you. Maybe it's bothering you now. It's a pillow. There are so many Averis, so many chukim, so many dinim in the Torah. Why specifically is Arayis, and by the way, it's Shlav Bet. The Ramban says the order that's always said is the order of the Chumras HaDavar. It says, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damin. It's even more Chomer than Shvichas Damin. Why? Why? What's the Chumras Avera of Arayis? So I want to suggest, gentlemen, the Teretz. The Loran Chagiga, Daf Hei, Mar says, that Rebbe Havanokit, Sefer Kinois, Bekakari Begavei. Rebbe was sitting and he was reading from a Sefer Kinos. Kimata lahai psuk. When he got to this pasuk, what was the pasuk? Hashlich mishamayim aretz. Hashem threw them down from shamayim down to the ground. Nafal min yadei. He dropped the kinos. The kinos means an echa. He dropped the echa out of his hand. Amar miigra rama lavara levera amikta. They went from a high roof to a deep hole, a deep valley, a deep hole. They fell from the top, falling all the way down to the bottom. The Maral is Masbir. The Maral says like this. He says, when a person or anyone, anything, is ma'abit its maila, is ma'abit its chashivas, it's ma'abit its shlemus, it doesn't just fall a little. It falls completely, all the way down to the bottom. When you lose the mila of an entity, of a thing, it falls completely. When Klal Yisrael lost its mila of being in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash, with everything, it went from being on the top of the world, all the way down to the bottom. I mean, we've seen this b'chush, Rabbi Yisai. I mean, the Brisker Rabbi Masbir this even more. He says, he brings the famous Kuzari. Kuzari says that there are different levels of creatures, doimein, tzimeach, chai, medaber, and finally Yisrael. Brisker Rav argues like this. If you take a chai, let's say an animal, if the animal loses its life, it doesn't just fall one notch and become a tzimeach. It becomes a worthless carcass, no meaning whatsoever. A medaber, a person, a human being who can speak. But once he loses that power, that ability, becomes a vegetable, he's not even a chai anymore. He lost all his miley, fell and became a nothing. And presumably, Klal Yisrael is the same thing. when a Bar Yisrael, whatever his Maila is, as being someone who's doubled to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he falls, becomes worthless. You know, gentlemen, we know this B'chush. You know, we've heard stories, everyone has heard stories of people who somehow lost their, they were wealthy people, that was their whole covet in life. They lose their life savings, worthless. People sometimes find themselves actually committing suicide because they are just can't live like this. They can't, they've just fallen, have no value, no worth whatsoever. Rabbeisai, I still remember in my younger years, I remember once there was a judge who made a very, very powerful statement. He said, he was speaking about, he said in concerning pornography, he said, it has no redeeming value whatsoever. Gentlemen, it's a taiva, which think about it. All it is a taiva that fulfills your own taiva. When it comes to food, at least when a person fulfills a taiva of food, at least there's some nourishment to his body. Something's gained. But over here, nothing is gained. Sometimes there is, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave all of us certain taivas for a purpose. Think about it for a moment. We have a taiva to eat. Hashem gave us that because if we didn't get hungry, we'd never eat. We'd all die because out of hunger. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a taiva l'achila to help us in order to be able to eat. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a taiva for bia. For what reason? In order for kiyum amin, to perpetuate humanity. We need that. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to us at certain times. When you reach a certain age, when you're an age to have children, that's when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it. As you get older, it disappears when it's not necessary. All this is a matana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But its whole maila, its whole idea, is either for kiyum amin, sometimes it's a chesed for another person, you do a taiva for your wife, whoever it is. But otherwise, when it's not done for any of those two purposes, it has only one thing. It's to fulfill a taiva. It's not anything that's a bracha for anything. It's not, has no maila whatsoever, not for Kadosh Baruch Hu, only to fulfill your taiva. Gentlemen, when a person performs arayas, something that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked, it doesn't matter why he asked it, but once it became asr, when a person does arayas, he's performing an act that is totally, completely focused on himself, focused on fulfilling a taiva with no other redeeming quality whatsoever. A Bar Yisrael, whose mahus is to be someone who is meshubah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there can be nothing worse than this act. A person loses his entire maila. Ad kedei kach, that's what the din is telling me. You lose your schus chayim. If a person, even if you're being forced to do it, your whole maila of what a yid is lost when a person does an aver of arayas, that he lost his schus chayim. And he disappears. He has a right. He loses his time. He can be killed. Yaharid val yavar. This is a statement about the whole idea of what this avera is. It's not, this is a chiddush now, gentlemen. The avera of it is not the timing of arayas. That's not the reason why it's one of the gimel averas. It's one of the gimel averas because of its mahus. Its mahus is an act that simply is to fulfill a taiva. No other redeeming quality whatsoever. To do that, one reduces himself to nothing and loses his schus chayim. This is why Kaddish, there's a special mitzvah that comes together with being parish min arayis. Because that's the definitional quality of a person, being avoiding that taiva, as much as a person can avoid that. Avoiding it, focusing on himself, focusing on fulfilling his taivas, and instead going to other things that are more Meshubah to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's what Kedusha is all about. That's really what the Ramban expresses in larger terms. The Ramban says, no, Kedeshim Tiyu means Parish Mina Maestris. What does he really mean? He means, when is a person Kaddish? When he does everything for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, not being focused on his own needs and his own everything. When he's focused on Hashem, that's what Kedusha represents. Rabbi Sai, have a great and wonderful Shabbos. It was a pleasure saying Shir to all of you. Kol Tov. So wait a minute. Let me make a little announcement. So when is our next year? Sunday night or Monday night, Ellie? You Paskin. Sunday night?
Me.
Go for Sunday night. I'll try to have the Marmakimus out. Well, we said 2 days, but I don't know if 2 days mean two working days or...
Depends on the sugyas. Right. Depends on the sugyas.
Depends on the sugya. We'll aim for Sunday night. Monday and night. If you get a link, gentlemen, if you get a link, you know, to hook in, and that means we're having Shir Sunday night, all right? Very good.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yeshikorach.
Any questions, Deborah?
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Who is? I see there's 9 participants, but I only saw like 4 faces. So who else is online?
Yitzchak Fulber.
Huh? Yitzchak Fulber was there. Hillel, are you still there? Hillel?
Hillel was there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rabbi. It was great to be here.
Who's saying it was great? Oh, it was there. That's Tzvi?
Yeah.
Hey, Tzvi, how you doing?
Doing well. Hold on. This is how I show my face, right? There you go.
Yeah. Were you able to follow the shear?
You know, able to follow it? I wasn't able to focus 100% on it. I had one thing, something else going on at the same time, but I did enjoy it. Right.
But it was fun to hear me. You haven't heard me in a few years.
It was a blast from the past.
Wow. How many years ago were you in the shear? How many years?
2008, 2009. So
2008, 2009. I want you to know you're not the youngest. Who's younger than you? Mendy's younger than you?
I'm the youngest. Mendy's older.
You're the youngest. So I had Ellie, Mendy, and Svi, 3 brothers in my shear. And I know your oldest brother, the chess champion. He's I know him, but I wasn't zeichet to have him in my shear.
Yeah.
Is he still a chess champion?
Still is. Still doing his thing.
Svi, thank you for helping us out, for your participation in this. I appreciate it. It's good to see your face.
So happy to help. Yeah.
Okay,
thanks so much.
Have a great Shabbos.
Yeah, have a great Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.